Word of God for our meditation this morning is the second lesson, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6. I direct your attention to it on the back of your service folder. Paul writes, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." This is the word of our God. I am an American soldier. I am a warrior and a member of a team. I serve the people of the United States and live the Army values. I will always place the mission first. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit. I will never leave a fallen comrade. I am disciplined, physically and mentally tough, trained and proficient in my warrior tasks and drills. I always maintain my arms, my equipment, and myself. I am an expert, and I am a professional. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy the enemies of the United States of America in close combat. I am a guardian of freedom and the American way of life. I am an American soldier. This is the United States Army Soldiers' Creed. And I suspect that there are some of you who have this creed or a similar one tattooed on your heart, because you were the ones who trudged through the jungles of Vietnam. You were the ones who were counted and marked as the frozen chosen of Korea. You know the streets of Baghdad and the deserts of Kuwait. And you know the names Restrepo and the Coringal Valley. But I also suspect that there are many of you who have not worn the boots, who do not know these creeds, but you are warriors. Because whether you feel it or not, you are engaged in day-to-day, hand-to-hand combat with an enemy that is intent on destroying you. And that is why the Apostle Paul in our lesson talks about soldiering, and why he talks about weapons, and why he talks about armor. Now, don't misunderstand him. He's not calling you to take up arms, because this enemy cannot be defeated by a semi-automatic rifle. This army is formidable, and they are more powerful than any standing army on the face of this planet. And they are intent on destroying every single one of you this morning. In his book, The Art of War, the ancient Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu said that the greatest military tactical maneuver that any army could perform is this: to know your enemy. And the Apostle Paul does that for us this morning, doesn't he? He says, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. These are the spiritual special forces team of evil. This is Satan, the one whom we heard earlier that he is the prince of hell, the prince of this world, along with his company of evil angels. And they are a powerful commando team. And they strike with precision, and they strike unexpectedly, and all they want to do is to destroy your soul. And the way that they do that is by firing round after round to affect your body and your mind in order to assault your soul. Just look at what they're doing in the world around us today. You have the Rocket Man in Korea, Russia, and ISIS. There was another church shooting last Sunday in Tennessee. You have this great civil war that is starting to erupt and boil over in our country today, where the biggest problem that people have is, do I kneel or stand for our national anthem? And they bring this hurricane, and then another hurricane, and then another one. And then an earthquake, and then another earthquake, and these forest fires. And what they do with all of these things is they want you to look at this, and they want you to be afraid. They want you to be anxious, and to question, can God save me from those things? And does He want to save me and protect me from those things? And the other thing that Satan and his team of angels do is they fire round after round that affect you in your personal life. Again, to affect your body and your mind in order to assault your soul. And maybe for some of you, it is those wounds that you suffered while in combat that still bring you pain today. And maybe it's the wounds that no one can see. And maybe for you it's depression or a mental illness that you suffer with quietly that nobody knows about. And maybe for you it's a traumatic experience that you had in the past that continues to haunt you to this day. And Satan and his angels keep firing round after round after round, and they want you to doubt God and His love for you. And I don't know about you, but it gets tiring. I grow weary engaged in this hand-to-hand combat every day against Satan and all of these temptations to doubt my God and His power and His love for me. And it gets tiring knowing that He will not stop until I either give up on God and His word or they lay my body in the grave. That's exhausting, just thinking about that. And that's why Paul talks about the day of evil. He said in our reading, when the day of evil comes, isn't the day of evil today? Isn't it every single day of our lives? So Paul marches us into God's weapons depot. And he gives us armor that is capable of defending ourselves against the onslaught of Satan and his evil horde of angels. And Paul says, be strong, not in yourselves. He says, be strong in the Lord. Continue to be strengthened by the Lord and in His mighty power. Paul says, put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. And what Paul does is he points to a figure that the Christians in Ephesus would know because they saw him on patrol in the city streets. They saw him standing guard outside the gates of the city. It was the Roman soldier. And that Roman soldier was a professional. He was most likely a combat veteran, and he was fully equipped for battle, for close hand-to-hand combat. And Paul uses that as a picture to describe the armor and the weaponry that God gives to us. Because it would be unthinkable for that Roman soldier to march into combat wearing flip-flops, khaki shorts, and a polo shirt. In the same way, it is unthinkable for us as Christians to march into spiritual battle, ill-prepared, and with the equipment that is not proper for us. But God provides that. And Paul does so by using the Roman soldier. He talks about, first of all, the belt that's girded around his waist, from which hung this protective covering of armor that protected the middle section and his thighs. And Paul says, this is the belt of truth. This is the truth of God's word, which breaks and defeats every lie that Satan would lob towards you. My friends, buckle that belt of truth of God's word around your waist and destroy all of those lies that Satan would use to attack you and your soul. The next thing that he points to is this breastplate. Today it would be that Kevlar vest that our soldiers wear today when they march out into combat. Paul calls it the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, this is the righteousness that Christ won for you. We heard how he did that in the gospel today, didn't we? There he is out on the field of battle, an army of one, the lone soldier out there on the battlefield. And here's Satan firing round after round of temptation toward Jesus, and Jesus deflects it all. And he stands strong, completely righteous, completely perfect in everything that he does. And it's that righteousness that God has given to you at your baptism. So my fellow warriors, every day, put on that breastplate of righteousness by remembering your baptism, where you have been clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Satan cannot accuse you anymore because you have the breastplate of righteousness. The next thing Paul talks about is the footwear that the soldier wears, and he encourages you, lace up your feet with the readiness of the gospel of peace. March into battle knowing, with the peace of knowing that you are already right with God, no matter what Satan says to you. Next thing that Paul points to is the shield. The Roman soldier's shield was curved so that he could deflect the javelins and arrows that were fired at him. And oftentimes they were soaked in water so that when the enemy archers would fire those fiery brands on the ends of arrows, that it would extinguish those arrows when it hit their shield. So Paul says, take up the shield of faith. Allow your faith to trust in God's promises so that no matter what Satan tries to say to you, no matter what he tries to do to you, your faith is trusting in God's promises. The next thing that Paul talks about is the helmet. Of course, the Roman soldier is going to wear a helmet. You got to protect your head. So Paul says, put on your head the helmet of salvation. My friends, you have been saved from death. You have been saved from your grave. You have been saved from hell, and you have been saved for an eternity in heaven already. Put on that helmet of salvation and march into battle knowing that whether you live or die, it doesn't matter because you win either way. Finally, Paul says that the soldier is equipped with a sword. The sword is to go on the offensive, right? The Christian is not content to just sit in the foxhole, but to leap out of the trenches and to go on the offensive. So when Satan comes attacking you with all of these lies and all of these temptations to doubt your God and his love for you, you lash back with that sword of the Spirit and say, no, you go away, Satan, because this is what my Savior, my Commander-in-Chief has done for me. He has won the battle over you and over my grave and over my death and over my hell. My friends, as we remember the men and women of our armed forces, those who have answered the call of duty, strengthen them with that sword of the Spirit, with the letters that you write to them, with the emails that you send to them, with the personal words of encouragement. Make sure that you include a note from the sword of the Spirit. Because not only does Satan assault their bodies, but He assaults their souls. Because our soldiers see things and experience things in combat that they can't unsee. And there are things that they have done and things that they have failed to do in combat that they still question to this day. And they come home from deployment and no one understands them. Not their families, not their friends, because they weren't there. They didn't experience those things. So encourage them and support them with the sword of the Spirit. Point them to their Commander-in-Chief, Jesus, and all that He has done for them. And finally, you have one other weapon in your arsenal. And Paul says in verse 18, pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. The great thing about this weapon is that you can march right into the general's office without a prior appointment and stand in front of his desk and ask him for absolutely anything and everything. That's why Paul says, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. The saints, that's everybody here, isn't it? You are all saints. You have all been declared holy because you've all been washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Pray for each other. Encourage each other to put on the full armor of God so that together you can stand against the devil's schemes. And pray for your platoon leader who leads you in battle every day. And pray for our soldiers. Encourage your pastor to pray for them every Sunday. Pray for their families. Pray for their families who suffer with depression, with loneliness, from those difficult times when they are all by themselves with their children during deployments, from those temptations to be unfaithful to their spouse. Pray for them that they would be protected with the full armor of God. And pray standing in front of your general's desk, confident that he is faithful and gracious and merciful. Because we are soldiers. We are warriors together in this heavenly company. And so, my friends, stand firm. Put on the full armor of God. Pray in the Spirit. God be with you as you head into battle today. Amen.